"Good luck," Gomez said, as Juan threw open his door and jumped clear onto the deck of the Golden Dawn. Julia opened her own door and handed out the crates of medical gear, the rotor downwash rippling her suit. Juan set each on the deck and caught Julia as she jumped free. He closed the door and slapped the chopper's flank. Adams instantly lifted away to get Murph and Eddie. "I want to get down to the sick bay right away," Julia said, when the noise from the Robinson faded enough to use the radios.
"No, we're going to wait here for George to come back. I want Eddie with you at all times while you're looking around."
The Hilo returned in less than 10 minutes, her underside still wet from being hosed with bleach. Juan and Julia positioned themselves on the stairwell down to the flying bridge to give George room. Eddie and Mark jumped simultaneously from the chopper, and Gomez took off again. This time, the Robinson would be thoroughly scrubbed down and left on deck in case the boarding team got into trouble.
"Where did you say the Dawn came from, Mark?" the chairman asked.
"The Philippines," Murph said. "From the cruise line's database, I learned she's on a charter from Manila to Athens for some self-help group."
"Check her logs and computer memory. Find out if she's made any stops, and if so, where. Also, see if there's mention of anything unusual happening during her run. It should all be there. Julia, you know where to go and what you're looking for. Eddie, stay with her and give her any help she needs collecting her samples."
"Where are you going to be?" Eddie Sung asked.
"We've got 3 hours of air, so I'm going to search as much of the ship as I can."
He clicked on one of the flashlights they had brought and made sure he had a couple of spare batteries in a pouch at his back. Cabrillo led them down the stairs and onto the wing bridge. At the far end of the narrow promenade, hanging 80 feet above the ocean, was a set of controls for a harbor pilot to maneuver the cruise liner into port. The door that gave entry to the bridge was closed. Juan pulled it toward him and stepped into the high-tech room. With the power off and the batteries for the emergency lights apparently drained, the bridge was nearly pitch black. Only the glow of the stars and moon shone through the big windows, rendering everything in murky shadow. Juan played the beam of the light around. He spotted the first body in less than 2 seconds. Julia added her torch to the illumination as she moved past him. Mark had a video camera held up to his visor. The corpse wore the uniform of a ship's officer, white trousers, and a white shirt with dark shoulder boards. His head was turned away from the team, but even with the uncertain flashlight beams, they could see the skin of his neck was a sickly shade of white. Julia knelt at his side and gently turned the body over. The man's face was smeared with blood, and his torso had been lying in a lake of it. Dr. Huxley performed a quick examination, grunting to herself with each discovery. As she worked, Mark Murphy was searching for the backup electrical system, and in a moment, several lights came up and a few computer monitors flickered to life. There were 3 other corpses on the bridge, 2 men in utility uniforms and a woman wearing a cocktail dress. Cabrillo surmised that she had been the guest of the officer who was showing off the bridge when they were struck by whatever pathogen had swept through the passengers and crew like wildfire. The other 2 crewmen had been standing watch.
"Well, Hux?" he asked before she had finished her grisly task.
"It's possible it was a gas attack of some sort, but with so many of the victims out on deck, my money's on a new form of hemorrhagic fever, but more powerful than anything I've ever heard of."
"Like a super Ebola virus?" Eddie asked.
"Faster and more lethal. This has 100% mortality. Ebola Zaire, the worst of the 3 strains, is about 90%.
She gently lifted the officer's arm. It was as rubbery as a tentacle.
"The bones have decalcified to the point they have almost dissolved. I think I can press my finger into his skull."
"That's okay," Juan said before she gave a demonstration. "Any idea what we're dealing with?"
She stood and used a disinfecting wipe to clean her gloves.
Whatever it is, it's an engineered virus.
You're sure?
Absolutely.
Find what you need to nail them, Hux.
Yes, sir. His tone compelled her to salute, even though such actions were almost unheard of for the crew of the Oregon. Juan turned on his heel and strode aft through a doorway leading into the ship, while Eddie and Hux made their way to the ship's hospital.